Enrico, you're going to the floor above this year. I shall never see you pass by anymore. And she gazed sadly at me. The director was surrounded by women in distress because there was no room for their sons, and it struck me that his beard was a little whiter than it had been last year. I found the boys had grown taller and stouter. On the ground floor, where the divisions had already been made, there were little children of the first and lowest section who did not want to enter the classrooms and who resisted like donkeys. It was necessary to drag them in by force, and some escaped from the benches. Others, when they saw their parents depart, began to cry, and the parent had to go back and comfort and reprimand them, and the teachers were in despair. My little brother was placed in the class of Mistress Delcati. I was put with Master Perboni, upstairs on the first floor. At 10 o'clock, we were all in our classes. 54 of us. Only 15 or 16 of my companions of the second class, among them De Rossi, the one who always gets the first prize. The school seemed to me so small and gloomy when I thought of the woods and the mountains where I had passed the summer. I thought again, too, of my master in the second class, who was so good and who always smiled at us and was so small that he seemed to be one of us. And I grieved that I should no longer see him there with his tumbled red hair. Our teacher is tall. He has no beard. His hair is gray and long, and he has a perpendicular wrinkle on his forehead. He has a big voice, and he looks at us fixedly, one after the other, as though he were reading our inmost thoughts. And he never smiles. I said to myself, "This is my first day. There are 9 months more. What toil, what monthly examinations, what fatigue. I really needed to see my mother when I came out, and I ran to kiss her hand. She said to me, "Courage, Enrico. We will study together." And I returned home content. But I no longer have my master with his kind, merry smile, and school does not seem pleasant to me as it did before.